Hello and welcome to Two Old Guys on the Back Porch. I am Steve Scotch, and we have the lovely and talented Cat. That's C-A-T, making hay while the sun shines. Cat, what's going on?
Hey, how y'all doing? We can be found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Audible, all your premier podcast platforms. You also can be found on Facebook and Instagram. Give us a follow. And if you found either one of us on TikTok, we'll TikTok to you. Our two towns we are going to shout out are in foreign in nature. Some reason or another, the second most downloaded area of the world for us, Stephen, is Australia. We're going to celebrate Brisbane, Australia, known for its vibrant cultural scene, warm climate, and outdoor activities. Also, its iconic Story Bridge. Our other town is there outside of Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, Barrhaven. Barrhaven is unique appeal, lies in family-friendly atmosphere, numerous parks, schools, recreational facilities. Giving y'all a round of applause.
All right. Alcohol is just an arm's length away here on the back porch. Just remember, after a night of heavy drinking, if you can't remember it, it didn't happen. Today, I'm back on the red ale. Mentioned this beer many times, Smithwick's. It's a good brew out of Dublin, Ireland. Check this out. Smithwick's started their brewery and owned it from 1710 to 1965. Then they sold it to Guinness. That's a hell of a run. Cat, what you got?
Spring is in the air, and I have a nice little grasshopper.
Ooh, sounds sweet like you, babe.
Thanks, doll.
Today we ask the question, why are people driving so fast through the parking lot? The parking lot of the grocery store, the parking lot of the mall, the parking lot at the liquor store. People are flying through these parking lots like something stupid. Really makes no sense. You know, people trying to pull into a spot. They're trying to back out a spot. People are walking around. And kids are walking around. And we have these morons driving through these parking lots wide open. We frequent a grocery store right down the road from here. Not going to tell you which one. It's called Publix. And their parking lot, it has these arrows indicating which way to go, right?
Yes.
Well, evidently, the traffic arrows are just suggested.
Some fucking morons.
People go this way, that way, whatever damn way they want. This was, I don't know, last year sometime. So where it said parking lot, and this young punk, I don't know if Kat remembers it. He's in this big white pickup truck. And by the way, what's up with the arms race to see who can have the biggest pickup truck? I guess it's
Well, you know, they're overcompensating somehow.
Big truck, small brain.
Penis. I don't,
oh, that too. Okay. So big truck guy, he goes against the grain, right? Against the aero system, runs over a couple curbs, almost hits two cars. And we're just standing there going, what the fuck? Each year, 500 people die in parking lot accidents. That's insane.
20% of all vehicle accidents in the U.S. occur in parking lots.
One in every five. There are, I don't know, over hundreds of thousands of accidents in parking lots each year. And you may be asking, why do two old guys on the back porch give a damn about a-holes driving through parking lots like idiots? Well,
because we're in those parking lots,
you
motherfucker.
Know, I'm going to tell you, because we are the people's police, okay? You're welcome. Two old guys on the back porch. We are here to protect you. Look, You need to have your head on a swivel when you're walking across these parking lots at the grocery store, wherever. Because people, a lot of people driving today, it's a little crazy. You already know this. People are on their phones.
Well, one problem in that parking lot is there's a Starbucks. And summer, especially on Saturday mornings, I'll come back from a run or something and have to roll back by there to get something to make dinner for Saturday night. And there are just people just jonesing for some coffee.
I'm addicted. Speaking of addiction, the phone.
The phone.
The weed. Everybody's, you know, living in their car.
Right.
Okay. And I have noticed that since weed is becoming, well, it's pretty much legal now across our great nation, that the strong smell of marijuana is quite prevalent in many parking lots across America right now.
We've been
right
in
now.
Ubers that there's a strong smell of marijuana.
And let's not forget how lazy we keep getting, if that's possible. You know, watching people circle the parking lot, trying to get that spot right by the door. Me and Kitty Cat, we take a different approach. We park way, way in the back of the parking lot like crazy old people. We want to stay out of the confusion. We don't mind walking.
No,
putting
no.
a few more steps on
We've
the Fitbit.
We've both got Fitbits. We could get a few more steps in.
Plus, we got a new whip. We don't want nobody door dinging or ride. But I did notice the holidays a while back. I had a couple of days off thanks to my awesome boss. So wifey needed some meds from CVS. CVS, it's like out here, it's like a, what do you call it, convenience store / pharmacy.
Pretty much, you can get anything there.
So Kitty Cat goes in, me and our Brittany, named Riley, best dog ever. We're just sitting in the car. And I'm sitting there in the parking lot, and it was the best show ever, okay? Just one blue hair after the other pulling up in their crossovers. You know, they're sitting there. None of them, there's like 10 spaces down the side, but they're trying to jam these things right up inside the building. They're waiting for somebody to pull out from the front door so they can pull in next. It was freaking hilarious. You know, I could have sat there all day and watched that. All right, look, people. It's a very simple process. You know, when you pull into the parking lot, just slow the fuck down. That's really part of the problem. Morons are driving so fast. What, out on the roads now?
Right.
When they hit the parking lot, they just keep getting it.
Yeah, they need to calm your shit
kinda
down.
Stupid.
I mean,
you're going to hurt somebody. All right, let's just slow it down and look out for each other, okay? All right, let's roll right into One Tough Awesome Lady. We haven't done Ingrid Bergman?
No.
Wow, born in 1915 from Stockholm, Sweden. Ingrid Bergman was of course, Swedish actress who is known as the fourth greatest female screen legend of classic Hollywood cinema. Very beautiful lady.
Smart and beautiful. She spoke five languages, Swedish, English, German, Italian, and French, and acted in films with all five languages.
Wow. Starred in Casablanca, For Whom the Bell Tolls, Gaslight. She did three Hitchcock films.
Right.
Spellbound, Notorious, right. And Under Capricorn.
Close friends with author, one of your favorites, Ernest Hemingway. Had a love affair with one of my favorite, war photographer, Robert Capa. Inspired the Alfred Hitchcock thriller, Rear Window.
Wow. Then came along Roberto Rossellini.
Right.
He shows up. Ingrid Bergman did a few films with the famous Italian director. She ended up leaving her husband and marrying and having kids with Rossellini.
Well, you know, you get one good Italian.
Now,
it's kind of such a straight.
Woo. Ingrid Bergman was quite the slut. She slept with most of her leading men, Spencer Tracy, Gregory Peck.
Hashtag goals.
Gary Cooper, Anthony Quinn. I could go on. Woo! Ingrid, get it on. Won 3 Oscars, 2 Primetime Emmys, and a Tony. Left behind quite a legacy.
One of her legacies is going to, I think, is up for award this Sunday. Isabella is in the movie Conclave. She and the whole group there at a Conclave just won a Screen Actors Guild Award. So,
one of the greatest stars of stage and screen, and that makes Ingrid Bergman one tough, awesome lady. Did we watch anything this week?
We watched something, and since we talked about Australia, I'm going to keep going with Australia. It was a new show on Netflix fictionalizing the story of Australian wellness influencer and convicted scammer Belle Gibson. It's Apple Cider Vinegar. It was a 2005 Australian television drama limited series there on Netflix. And it shows about these two wellness influencers who both had had cancer. And one of them did actually have cancer and was trying to convince people, you know, you need to eat better and drink juices and the cancer will go away. And the other chick, Belle Gibson, claimed to have had all these cancers, faked cancer, took money from people, made a, you know, was an influencer, published a cookbook, you know. Penguin Books was kind of in on with her. She even had an Apple app that you could have on your Apple Watch about helping to get healthier. And, you know, people who have diseases are my situation. I'm hypothyroidism. I'm constantly making sure I have the healthiest meat and eggs and chicken and everything's organic. And I try and stay away from pesticides.
You do eat good.
I try and prepare the most healthiest meals I can, you know, but I still take my medicine. I still take a supplement that helps my medicine. I don't just, oh, I'm going to do this and I'm not going to follow science, you know, and it's really great if you really think you've got the, you know, the edge with alternative health. But, you know, in this production, you find out, you know, that Belle really didn't have cancer. She claimed to have cancer. And she claimed to have been helping other people raise money for their cancer issues. Freaking shamed everybody. You know, and she has been found guilty. She really hasn't felt the full weight of what she's done, basically. I don't understand why she hasn't had more. You know, and Netflix, in their way, they fictionalized some of this because they had some problems with that other film we talked about, series Baby Reindeer, because right. The girl from Baby Reindeer is now suing Netflix for the movie, even though everything that the author, you know, director, the guy who was the main character said this really did happen. So anyway, it's interesting because it's good to promote alternative health, but it's better to have alternative health that also goes along with normal science and regular doctors and
legit
stuff. Otherwise, you're going to end up with really worsening someone's cancer. And this is kind of what happened. Anyway, if it's interesting, I will say, I hope Belle eventually does find her justice. Anyway, it's a great little series there on Netflix. I would recommend it.
Called
Apple Cider Vinegar.
Ooh, speaking of that, what do we got in the shot glass?
Today we have the white tea shot. This is one part vodka, one part peach schnapps, one part sweet and sour mix, and a splash of a lemon lime soda.
Mmm, kind of looks like a Sprite.
Kind of, yeah.
See what it tastes like.
It's not bad.
It's a little tart.
It's a little tart.
But not bad. I could slam it.
You know, it's pretty good.
So it's tea like iced tea. T-E-A.
Yeah.
Okay, called?
The white tea shot.
Give it a try.
Versus the, you know, we did the one before. There was a green tea shot, but this is the white one.
All right. Thank you, Kat. All right, today we were bumpered in with a young lady called Megan Burt from Denver, Colorado. Megan Burt came out with her debut album after attending Berklee College of Music in Boston. 2010, she put out It Ain't Love. Next came The Bargain. Megan Burt released her album Witness last year, which was her first solo album since 2015. But Megan Burt has been involved with a great band with veteran artists called Ginger Bomb. So she has been busy. Megan Burt, she kind of has her own, let's call it, atmosphere. Her songs are, they're not slow. They're not fast. They're at Megan's speed. Nice small wall of sound behind her lyrics that describe, I don't know, little and big moments in her life. Megan's latest release has many good songs on it. Drugstore Brand, Electricity, the song we were bumpered in with today called Unfinished Business. Is she playing anywhere?
She is playing in Washington, D.C., October
26th. 9:30?
Nope, at the Hill Center at the Old Naval Hospital.
Hmm. All right, bring it, Megan. Check out Megan Burt wherever you get your music. I want to thank everyone for hanging out on the back porch. We will see y'all down the road.
See ya.